This is Maya.
This is Monet.
And we're doing a podcast about Jason Reynolds' Long Way Down. Basically, it's a book about a boy named Will and how his brother Sean gets killed, and he's contemplating avenging his death, and he doesn't know if he wants to go out and kill the person he thinks killed his brother or just sit that one out.
The book starts out with Sean and Will living in a one apartment with their mom, and I don't know about you, but I wanted to say, like, I like the way that they started it out. I like how they, I like how they, like, made it seem, like, not, like, too much, like, of, like, a normal, like, perfect life. Like, they still said that they had problems and stuff. But I like how they started out before his death and then showed, like, the drastic change between Will's character after his death and stuff.
I liked, the perspective the book was written in, because usually books like that, they're all about the victim, you know, about how the victim's family feels, about how the victim's, you know, just basically about the victim. You never really hear, like, the criminal side of the story, and I think it's a good book because it gives insight on, like, a criminal's perspective or a would-be criminal's perspective and what goes through people's heads when they're, like, attempting or contemplating committing, like, murder and stuff. Like, you usually never hear the criminal story. You're always, like, taught that the criminal is just a criminal, not a real person with real thoughts, and you never know what they think before they do these kind of things. And that was the book was a good way of giving insight to what goes on in a criminal's head when they commit crimes.
Yeah, I was thinking about it that way too, because I was thinking, like, you always hear, like you said, either, like, the victim or, like, the victim's family, or sometimes you'll hear, like, the criminal's family, like, oh, you know, they're a good person and stuff like that. And you never really hear the criminal side of the story or, like, how they were thinking and stuff. So I thought it was a nice way that he did it like that. And Miss Palka also said that he wrote the book for, like, kids in juvie, so I felt like that was nice, too, because it almost showed, like, their perspective and, like, some of, like, real-life stuff that they might have did, so, yeah.
I also liked how, like, the majority of the book was only in real life. Well, as it would be in real life, it was only 60 seconds, because it shows, like, when you're contemplating doing something that you shouldn't be doing, you think fast and you think a lot. And I think, like, a lot of criminals, they do go through a phase similar to that where they, I'm not necessarily talking about the ghost, but where they do think about
the consequences.
Things that would deter them from doing what they're trying to do, you know?
Yeah, I like how the way Jason wrote it, he made Will, like, second guess himself a lot. Like, he kept second guessing, like, what if it didn't happen? What if it did? What if I didn't shoot Riggs? You know, like, what would happen to me after and stuff like that? And then once, you know, all the, I guess, like, memories of, like, you know, memories of, like, the people in the elevator came up, he really started to think about it more and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I liked how the book ended with, like, you know, still leaving that question, did he do it or did he not do it? But at the same time, I really wanted to know, like, did he kill him? If he killed him, what happened to him? If he didn't kill him, what happened to him? Does he find out who actually killed him? Did Riggs actually kill Sean? It's like a bunch of questions that I have, and I wish there was a sequel so I would know.
Yeah, a lot of times I do wish it was a sequel. But I feel like Jason Reynolds, like, ended the book, like, too quick. Like, I feel like he should have led it up, like, more to the ending and then made us decide for ourselves. Because I feel like like you said, he left, like, too many open questions. Like, we don't even know who killed Sean. We don't know what happened. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
I just need a little more clarity.
Yeah.
I think it started out nice, but it could have ended way, way, way better. It wasn't bad, but it just could have been better, in my opinion.
Yeah, like you said, I think you said it in like the Socratic seminar, it would have been better as like a movie. Especially because like I like the concept and like where he tried to go with it. And I'm saying tried because like I mean like it was a good concept, but
you kind of missed the mark.
Yeah, like when he wrote the book, I was like, I mean like I get what you're trying to do, but it's kind of like hard visualizing it, I guess, or like thinking it as being reality and stuff. It's like hard.
I think it would have been better as a movie because you could actually see it. Like as we were reading the book, I was trying to like picture, you know, all the different scenes that were being described in the book, because that makes me remember the book better. It helps me understand the book better. And I feel like the point that Jason Reynolds was trying to make would have came across better had it been a movie. You know, because it's like, I like those movies where you watch them and you don't really know what happens at the end.
Yeah, it's almost like you decide your own ending. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that would have been better in a movie than in a book. Because in a book, it's like, what the heck? You should have just typed it on there. It's just a book. But in a movie, you know, you kind of anticipate that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the ending didn't make me, like, hate the book. Like, well, reading the book, I liked the book. And the ending didn't make me hate it. I just wish he could have, like, rewrote it. Or, like, yeah, like you said, did, like, a sequel or something to make it make sense more, I guess.
I think he ended it too abruptly. Like, it was like, he's in an elevator, now he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just give me all the information, then stop. Like, what are you doing? I need more.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I think one thing that I really liked about the book also is the way that he, like, some authors, they'll write books and, like, they'll be real accurate about it, about, like, their subject, and some people won't. But I thought that Jason Reynolds was being, like, real accurate about, like, gun violence in, like, America communities and stuff. And I just thought that it made a lot of sense why, you know, Will wanted to do what he wanted to do. And I thought that, like, considering his circumstances, his thought process made a lot of sense, too.
I think the book faces a reality that, you know, regular people don't really think about all the time, and it gives a different insight, and it makes you think, because, you know, like I said, you don't really hear about it from this perspective. It makes you think, like, oh, what if I was in this situation? What would I be forced to do, or what would I want to do? How would I handle the situation?
Yeah, it's almost like you put yourself in Will's shoes, like, dang.
Yeah.
That makes the book, like, more realistic or whatever. But the last thing I wanted to talk about was, I should have mentioned this in the beginning, but did you like that the book was, like, free verse? Because I feel like I didn't mind it, but I really don't know. I don't like free verse. I don't like the writing style, I guess.
I actually liked it because it made the book short and straight to the point. I don't like those books, you know, where they use all these big, special words, all this different type of stuff. And you have to really think, like, okay, those are a lot of big words. What were they talking about? And this book is real cutthroat, straight to the point. It's not really, you know, a lot of big words. It's no big words to sidetrack you. You know what you're reading. It's straight to the point. It's easy to understand. And it's, I think because it's such a controversial topic, or a topic that's not really discussed, because there's so many different emotions around it, I feel like that made it easier for the reader to understand the point of the book and the perspective of the book.
I did appreciate that it was, like, real short and sweet, and, like, he got down to the point real quick. But I feel like because the book was so short and sweet, he could have wrote a better ending.
I totally agree. I really do.
So, yeah, I think that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah.